And, boy, a couple of short JV games here tonight. One of them went overtime, so we're running a little bit behind here. Not too bad. And we're coming into the ball game, and the girls' game, sitting at 3-1 on the year. HCRS, they have not been fortunate here in the first couple of weeks of the season. They are looking for their first win of the year. They played some tough competition already. They are 0-5 at this point in the season, looking to get that string broken here tonight. The Titans on the road, dressed in blue. The Irish home, the dressed in the white uniform tonight. And we'll be back and tell you who the starters are for this girls' game. We'll do that after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Fall City Senior High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's ballgame. For Coach Skylar Coolin, he will go with a 5'7 senior, Jalen Bowling, 5'8 sophomore, Laramie Glothar, 5'10 senior, Ashton Bredemeyer, 5'7 junior, Avery Deerberger, and a 5'5 junior, Jaylee McNeely. Jalen Bowling, Laramie Glothar, Ashton Bredemeyer, Avery Deerberger, and Jaylee McNeely, your starters for HTRS. For the Irish Knight, for Coach Luke Santa, his starters will include a 5'8 senior, Olivia Eichhoff, 5'4 senior, Delaney Witt, 5'8 sophomore, Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'10 senior, Jessica Wortenberger, and 6' senior, Macy Keller. Olivia Eichhoff, Delaney Witt, Gentry Lechtenberg, Jessica Wortenberger, and Macy Keller, your starting five for the Irish tonight. Now, Sagan Harbor was supposed to have played Tuesday at Lewiston, but they had a lot of sickness. I talked to Santa earlier tonight. Said on Monday they only had 6 girls for practice. They were supposed to play Tuesday. They only ended up with 5 in school. They only had, I think he said, 6 on Wednesday. And they had 10 last night. But he said every time they run up down the floor, they start coughing and hacking and stuff. So they've got to see what kind of shape they're in tonight. And then they have to turn around and play again tomorrow at noon against an undefeated St. Joe LeBlanc team. Now, I'm not quite sure if HRS, I'm sure what I heard, everybody in the area has got some sickness. But right now, we'll see what happens with this game tonight. We'll take another two-minute break. We'll be back with the tip-off, which is coming up here from the Rolex Tips Center on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that emergencies don't just happen between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. That's why our emergency care staff is available 24/7. You can take comfort in knowing that quality care is right around the corner every time at Nemaha County Hospital. To learn more about emergency care at Nemaha County Hospital, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
Sunny 101.3.
And we'll just get walking back here to the Row Activity Center. We've had the national anthem, and then we'll be getting tipped off here after we have the introduction of the starters. Now, if you're looking for Tiger basketball tonight, it's over on sister station KTNC. Randy Gatula is up at Plattsburgh. Ball City taking on the Blue Devils tonight. The Tiger girls and the Blue Devil girls are starting that one off. Should be just getting underway. Followed by the boys tonight. Ball City High at Plattsburgh. Tomorrow, as we said, we'll be right back here at the Rack. It's Ball City City Heart. Host the St. Joseph LeBlanc Golden Eagles tomorrow. It's varsity only, so we'll tip off right at noon tomorrow. LeBlanc and Ball City City Heart tomorrow. At noon, girls and boys basketball action here. That's on KTNC tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon on sister station KTNC tomorrow afternoon. Also a reminder, all of our games available anywhere in the world. Let your friends and relatives know if they want to hear the Irish or HTRS tonight. It's on the air, on the web. Go to mscsports.net. That's mscsports.net. Click the listen live button, and then you hit KLCA for this one tonight. Yes, some new speakers here at the Rack this year, I see, in here. You can probably hear them as well. And now, the introductions are complete, and we'll be just about ready to get this game underway here tonight on Sunday 101.3. Two teams head out to the floor, and we're ready to go. Stepping into the center circle for HTRS, Avery Deerberger, a 5'7 junior, against Macy Keller, a 6-foot senior for the Irish. And we are ready to roll. State Hart will go right to left towards the west basket here in the first half tonight. Referee gives his final instructions, and we're ready to go. The tip ends up in the hands of the Irish, and it'll be Delaney Wood coming up the floor with it. Left side throws it across now there for Eichhoff. Skips it over to Lechtenberg, and now back out to the top on the left side wing, and a three ball up for Wurtenberger. No good. Rebound kept alive. Wurtenberger got it. Gets the ball down to Eichhoff. She fumbled it away and is taken away by the Titans of HTRS. So we come the other way now. Titan ball. Front, right corner. Holding on to it. Looking. back out to the top, and a three-pointer on the way up off the front edge. No good for Austin Bredemeyer. Offensive rebound grabbed up there by McNeely. Another three-point shot up, no good. A foul up, no, but a whistle and a foul put Laramie Glothar, the sophomore, at the free throw line to shoot a pair for the Irish here. Or excuse me, for the Titans, sorry. I looked down and I saw the white jersey is milled up down there. So here's a free throw up and off the back. No good for Laramie Glothar. She'll get another one here. Referee is a good sure, but it gets in her spots. And now we're ready. Glothar ready, fires it up, and good. Laramie Glothar, one out of two, and the lead to the Titans, 1-0. Eichhoff over the top of the pressure in the middle. Keller down low, up, left hand, no good. Too strong by Lechtenberg. Eichhoff the rebound and put back. First Sacred Heart. Olivia Eichhoff with the rebound and the putback basket on the right side of the hoop that time. Now I give the ball out to the top. Working around to the between the circle, Ashton Bredemeyer. Right side over to Jalen Boyle, and now back in the middle. Down to the right wing, and a three ball up high, arcing shot up there. No good that time by McNeely. Coming out, Eichhoff with the rebound again for Sacred Heart. All the way in, down the left side, off the glass. No, Wurtenberger the rebound. The put back up won't go, and she is fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul will go against Ashton Bredemeyer of the Titans. Her first. And at the free throw line, Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger ready, fires the first one up, short off the edge, no good. She'll have one more coming here. Sub in for the Titans. Jalen Bullion sits down, replacing the lineup for the moment by Lillian Bowen, a 5'6 freshman. Free throw attempt up and in. It's good, and it's 3-1, Sacred Heart. So Wurtenberger, one out of two. And the Irish lead now 3-1 early on. Working the ball around and a high pass off the fingertips up the floor to Glothar. Too tall on the pass, and it's going to be Irish basketball. So Sacred Heart will bring it up. Eichhoff walking it over to the right side, gets the ball away there to Witt. Her pass across, it's stolen away. Driving in on the left side, up, no good. An offensive putback, good. And a foul on Eichhoff. Getting the steal and not getting the first one connected with was Avery Derberger. Eichhoff picks up the first foul of the game against the Irish. Bucket is good for Jaylee McNeely, and the free throw is off the edge, no good. And another rebound now for Eichhoff, and we're tied at three. Eichhoff to the baseline, out to Witt, triple on the way, up and down from the right elbow. Three-pointer for Delaney Witt, and the Irish take the lead again, 6-3. Up the front court on the right side, and they try to go to the corner, tipped away by the Irish. Off Wurtenberger, and it will be tight ball. Just inside the lane, now back out, three ball corner pocket up, no good again. Keller the rebound for the Irish. Shot was put up there by Ashton Bredemeyer. Eichhoff, left side corner to Lechtenberg, driving in underneath the defender, right hand, left side up, and good for Gentry Lechtenberg. The Irish moved it out to a 5-point lead, 8-3. In the corner now, working around, back out to the top. Bredemeyer with it, off the left side. Moving back to the right side. Guard there, pick stolen by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger all the way in, right hand up, good, and a foul. Put her to the free throw line. Try to make it a 3-point opportunity here. Bucket is good. The foul on Avery Deerberger. First, team foul number two. Two team fouls apiece here in the ball game so far. Wurtenberger free throw up is good. She made two in a row. Has 4 points. It's an 8-point Irish lead. To the front court come the Titans with the basketball. Moving it up the floor, McNeely. Hands the ball off to Bowen. Comes to the right side now for Bowen. In the middle, stolen in the paint. Lechtenberg with the steal coming up the floor. Stops, top of the key. Off it goes to Eichhoff and a 16-footer. Wing shot, short, no good. Rebound grab by Jalen Bowling. Bowling coming up through the circle. Her pass tips, gets through, and now controlled by McNeely. Jalen will hold against the man-to-man defense by the Irish here. Back out to the top, Jalen Bowling. And now working around the left side for Bowen. Bowen down to the left baseline. That is Jalen Bowling. And now out three ball up, a long one, no good. Off the back, earned by Jalen McNeely. Offensive rebound by Jalen Bowen. She'll hand it off, shot up, no good by Bowen. Excuse me, by Deerberger. And the Irish coming up with the ball again. Knocked away from Eichhoff. She'll get the ball. Keller to Delaney Witt, drives in, off bounce, miss it, got her own rebound, shot blocked on the second try. Coming out with it is McNeely. McNeely throws cross court, now it's Bowen. Back to the top, in the middle, McNeely with it. Now swinging over the top, Lenny Glothar with it. Back to Bowen, all over her, Lechtenberger, the free throw line. Now out on the right side, and a three ball up, short, no good. Put up there by Deerberger. And subs coming into the ballgame with a 3:33 mark. It's 11-3 Sacred Heart here in the first quarter. Coach Luke Sandel will bring in Dacey Witt, a 5'4 freshman, and also checking in Avery Sandel, a 5'5 freshman. Throw it over the cross court, and now it's coming down up to Sandel. Can't get the runner. Nice entry pass, an offensive rebound, and a putback by Lechtenberg. Timeout, HTRS. It's a 10-point Irish lead. We're back in 30 seconds on 71.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny, 101.3.
3:21 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-3. Sacred Heart with a lead over HTRS. Titans have got some good looks. Just haven't been able to connect from long distance yet. 3:21 to go in this first quarter. And let's see, there's a fifth Titan. I said we're missing a Titan. There she is down there on the end line. That is Jalen Bowling to inbound the ball. Bring it in there for Lillian Bowen, 5'6 freshman. Up the floor she comes, looking right, back over the far side there for Bredemeyer. Ashton holds it, comes cross court again to Bowling. Bowling driving down, throws it up off the glass, two hops on the rim, won't go. Keller with the rebound for the Irish. Off the floor quickly the other way now. Get it to Wartenberger, top of the key. Fakes, drives, and a blocking foul. We give the Irish the ball underneath the bucket here. Foul will go on Ashton Bredemeyer. That's Ashton's second. Team foul number three on the Titans. Bredemeyer checking out of the game. Back in comes Sheely McNeely, a 5'5 junior. Wartenberger to trigger for the Irish from the baseline. Gets it in. Swing around and now back. Wartenberger, high post. Back and in the paint. Splits defenders up. No whistle and a foul will put her at the line to shoot a pair here. Foul will go against Laramie Glothar, number three, her first. To tell the official saying three or 30, but it was just a three. Wartenberger free throw hops over the front edge. In. She's got 4 points. She's made three out of four at the line. Second one coming here for the Irish senior. On the way up and swish. 6 points now for Wartenberger. And the Irish are up by a dozen, 15-3. To the front court, Jalen Bowling leaves it off. Now to the right side of the ball. Hanging around, he is driving in. McNeely, and a shot or a pass is taken away. Wartenberger with it. I think that was a pass trying to go across the lane. Now cross court for the Irish to Dacey Witt. Down to Lechtenberg, three-pointer, right elbow, no good. Rebound on the deck, picked up by Laramie Glothar, the sophomore. off the floor on the left side, and nobody looking, went right behind a Titan player who was pointing another teammate where to go on the possession, and the ball sailed right behind her out of bounds. Olivia Eichhoff back in for Sagan Hart, also back in Delaney Witt now for the Irish. 2:12 to go. Lob it over the top, and that's Sano from 12 feet right side. And good for Avery Sano. 17-3, Sagan Hart on the right side now with the basketball. Avery Deerberger, high post. Kick it out to the three-point line for Jalen Bowling. Bowling back to the middle. Cross-court pass now. Deerberger goes inside, and a foul from behind on Macy Keller, trying to D up there on Laramie Glothar. So it's Macy Keller with her first foul. 13 foul on the Irish. I missed one somewhere on somebody early in this ballgame. Inbound from the baseline for the Titans. Bring it in. Top of the key. Swinging around. Down right side it goes to McNeely. Fires. No whistle. Had another Irish foul. Titans going back to the free throw line. Foul is on number two, Avery Sando. Team foul number four. That's Avery's first. And to the line is Haley McNeely. 2 points in the ball game. Now 0 for 2 at the free throw line. She'll have another one coming right here. Checking in for Sagan Hart is a Joyce Lynn Oberdeen. Pat Johnson, a 5'8 sophomore. Second free throw up and good. There you go. 3 points now for Jalen McNeely. It's 17-4. Sagan Hart had the lead by 14. And here, driving right down the lane, Eichhoff can't get her to go. And the rebound grabbed up there by Lillian Bowen. Bowen will give the ball up for Laramie Glothar. To the front court she comes. Cross court it goes now to Bowling. Inside, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Delaney Whip. The shot was put up by Laramie Glothar. Cross court, Eichhoff with it. Olivia back goes in between two defenders. Off the glass, no. Rebound brought down there by Jocelyn Oberding. And they try to put the shot up. It's no good. It's coming down to the Titans. A pull-up jumper from 16 up. No good for Deerberger. Rebound brought down by Oberding. Get it away. And now cross court. And the Irish can't get to that one. Trying to throw it a little bit back for Dacey Witt. And Eichhoff was already headed up the floor. Couldn't get back to it in time. 46 seconds to go in quarter number one. The Irish up for the Titans, 17-4. Lob the ball to the free throw line to Glothar. Kicks it back out to Bowling. Bowling back up now into Glothar again. Knocked away by Oberdeen. That's going to be a foul on her. Playing the post defense. Johnson picks up her first. Team foul number five on the Irish. And again, the Titans inbound underneath their own basket here. Looking. Get the ball in there for Bowen. She'll fire a three. It's too long. Rebound brought down Olivia Eichhoff. Senior walks it up slowly across the midcourt stripe. Left side, Delaney Witt playing the post now is Oberdeen. Back out top of the midcourt circle to Eichhoff. They hold for one final shot here in the quarter. 2-1-2 zone. Fly it now by the Titans. 10 on the clock. Eichhoff starts to move. Comes up the left side, 6 on the clock, back out pass, and a bounce pass over. A shot of the way for Delaney Witt. Short, no good, tried to save it in, couldn't. And that will end the quarter number one, Sagan Hart 17, HTRS 4. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS. This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny, 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. Ready to go in the second quarter of our girls' game tonight. Sacred Heart with a 17-4 lead over HTRS. It'll be Titan basketball to start this second period. Take the ball to the left side for Ashton Bredemeyer. She'll go back to the top with it for Deerbrugger. Avery looking around, gets the ball away now to Jalen Boyd and back to the top, and a set shot three ball. Too strong out there, no good by Bredemeyer. Rebound to the Irish, that's Wurtenberger, loads it up, fires it up the floor, and a run out at the other end by Lechtenberg. And now it is a 19-4 lead. Pass to the middle, over the top, out of bounds. The Irish couldn't come down with that one. Titans intended for them. They couldn't get to it. It's going to be Sacred Heart basketball. As we come up, it'll be Olivia Eichhoff to work the ball to the front court now for Sacred Heart. Bring it up to the front. Fire it across with a skip pass to the side. Wurtenberger three ball on the rim. No rebound kept alive, and the Titans come out with it. Now we get a whistle and a foul as they start to come out of the lane there. Who's this foul going to be on? It's going to be on Olivia Eichhoff. First second I've got her for. Team foul number six on Sacred Heart. 7:09 to go in the first half. Titans looking for a bucket here. Down by 15. Cross court. Jalen Bowling holding it, looking. Banner pass knocked away by Lechtenberg. Recovered by Bowling at midcourt. Now back to the front court with it, McNeely. McNeely working down the left side. Cut off there against the man-to-man by Wurtenberger. She knocked it loose for a second. Recovered by the Titans. And now back over to the near side. That will be Bredemeyer. Down low inside. Across the rim. No good by Glothar. Rebound bound to Wurtenberger. And Wurtenberger take it coast to coast. Went up and came down. Lost the handle on the ball as she elevated and came down with it. Traveling against the Irish. Eichhoff will sit with two fouls in for her. Daisy Witt again, a 5'4 freshman. 6:30 to play, first half. Coming up the floor with the basketball. Over on the left side with it will be Bredemeyer. Cross court again with the pass. Now Deerbrugger, Avery into the paint, lost the handle on it. Ball rolling around, picked up by Lechtenberg, rolls over and gives the ball away. Now to Daisy Witt up the floor, right side to Wurtenberger. Skip it across there, faking, driving with the ball is Daisy Witt. Missed it, no good. The rebound brought down by the Titans by Laramie Glothar. Glothar will hand the ball forward to pull it, and her pass knocked away. It's going to be stolen by Wurtenberger. It's a 3-on-2. Wurtenberger all the way into the block. Turns, her bounce pass knocked loose, stolen by the Titans, and here comes HTRS up the floor. Take the ball to the left side, driving, shooting off the glass. Up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Jalen Bowling will be headed to the line to shoot a pair of free throws for the HTRS Titans. Foul on Macy Keller. Macy picks up her second, team foul number 7 on Sacred Heart. At the line, Jalen Bowling, a 5'7 senior. It's up and no good. She'll get another one here. Here comes Lillian Bowen back to the ball game for the Titans. And a timeout called by Sacred Heart. They lead it by 15 with 5:37 to go in the half, and we're back in 30 seconds. I'm sending 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5 minutes, 37 seconds left to go here in quarter number two. Shayar, that's 12-4 over the HTRS Titans. First horn blows. Second one coming here. Coach Luke Sano giving instructions, drawing up plays. Titans at the line. One more free throw coming here for Jalen Bowling. Missed the first one. She'll have another one here. And ready for the senior. On the way up, and in it goes. First point of the night for Jalen Bowling. Makes it 19-5 now. Sagan basketball. And a long pass up the floor to Wartenberger. Right side elbow, fires it across now on the left side. Oh, hit Avery Santa, went through her hands and hit her in the forehead. Comes off to the Titans. Come the other way now, up the floor quickly into the game. Ellie Bestandig is in there for the Titans. Take the ball down low. Gothar shoots the turnaround, no good. And a foul on the rebound. It's in on the Irish as Bestandig went up to get it. Call the foul on Avery Santo. That's going to be her second foul. She probably got hit in the head then, or didn't know what she was doing. No, probably not. Probably not the case. But standing at the line, up and off the back, no good on the one-on-one. Rebound brought down by Jessica Wartenberger. She'll bring it ahead. Now it goes in a pass. Tipped and stolen by the Titans, thrown there by Santo. Coming down with it is freshman Bowen. Get the ball over in the corner. The three ball. Good by Julie McNeely. That doubles her point total in the ball game. She now has six. It's 19-8. Santo on the left side. Back out top to Delaney Witt. Now inside the ball goes. Posted up on the block. Lechtenberg got inside the defense. Couldn't connect. Rebound to HTRS, 4:31 to go in the first half. 19-8, Sacred Heart by 11. Down on the right side now. The Titans have the basketball. Titans dribble around. That is Ashton Brennemeyer. But now a dribble and a shot pull up. No, and another Irish foul on a shot. That is going to put Jaylee McNeely back to the free throw line again. Foul on Sacred Heart goes against Jenny Lechtenberg. That's her second foul. That's the one I was missing from earlier. Free throw. Second one, or first, second one coming up here. First one didn't go. Second one up and good. One out of two. 19-9. Sacred Heart playing down a starter here tonight, and they have since the first game of the year. Cross-court pass with the basketball. Daisy Witt drives down inside to Lechtenberg, and a blocking foul, this time on the Titans. I think I know. Let's see if I'm right. Before I say, yep, the standing with the foul. Ellie, 5'10", freshman, picks up her first foul, team foul number five on the Titans. Daisy Witt to trigger from the baseline, lobs out top to Santo. Looking, goes over to Delaney Witt, now inside to Lechtenberg. Three defenders as she puts it up and from the front. It's good from 2 or 3 feet. Lechtenberg now with 8 in the game to lead the Irish scoring. 21-9. McKinley Shaw, a 5'8 junior, started that first game against Sterling. Got hurt in that game, and she won't be back probably until maybe mid-January, it sounds like. It'll take her a while to get back into playing shape at that point, I'm sure, but they will miss her, especially on defense. Here's a three ball on the right side. Up, no good. Pass shot by McNeely. Rebound weak side to Bowen. Back out top now, and a three-pointer up and down on the right side by Ashton Redemeyer. 21-12, St. Hart by 9. 3:05 to go in the first half. Cross court. Santo for three. It's up, it's down. Left side of the third. Avery Santo with 5 in the ball game. And now the lead is 24-12 for the Irish. again to the front court. Pass the ball off now with Ashton Brennemeyer. Cross court, working it around. Shot on the right side, a three ball up, and no good by Brennemeyer. Rebound brought down Delaney Witt. She'll bring it up herself. It's ran into, and a push foul is going to be called here on Lillian Bowen. Her first. Team foul number six on the Titans. Olivia Eichhoff and Macy Keller back in for the Irish now as Sando and Lechtenberg will sit down for Sacred Heart. Titans, who do they bring in there? Let's see. Slurmy Goffar back in. Chile. Avery Deerberger is in there. Inside, the ball loose. The Irish recover. And a three ball for Daisy Witt. Short. And it ends up in the hands of Wurtenberger. She lost it low. Got loose. Picked it up. Shoots it. Fouled. And will go to the line. Unfortunate circumstances there for the Titans. Bucket is good. The foul is on Laramie Glaubar. First, second. Team foul number seven. Glaubar checks out. Back into the game at Jalen Bowling. Wurtenberger. Now 3, 4, 5, 6, now with 8 and 9 in the game as she completes the three-point play, matching the biggest lead of the game at 15 for the Irish here. Titans the front court of the 2:15 mark of the first half. On the right side with it, swinging around. High post for Standing. Looks, kicks it back out to the top to Bowling. Bowling will give it off. Cross lane shot up. No good by Deerberger. Rebound to Eichhoff. She's got 7 of those already in the ballgame. Coming up the floor on the right side. Holds it. Backs up. Bounce pass for it. Now inside Keller. Oh, she got deep. Nothing you can do. Macy Keller catches the ball about a foot away from the basket for 2 feet. There's nothing you can do. She's 6 foot tall. Too big to handle in there. In and out on a three ball. No good that time by the Titans. Shot put up there by McNeely. Rebound brought down by Keller. Keller pushes the ball ahead, and now he's got a held ball. As the Irish got the front court, and the held ball will go to Sacred Heart. Deerberger in. Wurtenberger out. Into the game. Sando for Sacred Heart. Bringing in to Delaney Witt. High post, Eichhoff between two defenders, makes the catch, drives in, hit the bottom of the rim, and the ball comes down to the Titans, the 1:18 to go in the half. Left side, three ball, Bowen up short, rebound caroms off an Irish player. It's picked up by Bowling, and we get a held ball. This time we'll go to the Titans end, where we were already out. So into the game now. Once again, here comes Haley McNeely. She'll check in there for Jalen Bowling for the Titans. Ball comes in out top. Try to get inside the post and a running little hook across the lane. No good there by Bowen, but Standing the rebound. Takes it out for three. Up, no good, but Standing the rebound. No, but Standing the rebound again. Out for three. Shot up on the way on the rim. No. Rebound to Keller. Off the miss by McNeely. A little push and shoving going on out there. Here's a steal by Bowen. 3-on-1. Eichhoff chasing, and she can't get there. Layup is good by Lillian Owen, the freshman. 29-14. To the front court, left side, Sando with it on the cross court pass. Daisy Witt looking at it with 25 seconds to go. Back to Sando. Back out top to Delaney Witt. Coach Luke Sando says, I think we want one shot here, ladies. So the Irish reset the offense against the zone defense of the Titans here with 10 seconds to go in period number two. Moving up, Delaney Witt has the ball knocked away by Lillian Bowen. Right in front of the Titan bench here with 6.7 seconds to go in quarter number two. Bring the ball back court. Delaney Witt crosses midcourt with 4 on the clock. Driving up, lost her balance. It goes to Sando. Catches, shoots on the rim, no. And that's the end of the first half. The score, Ball City Sacred Heart 29, HTRS 14. 29-14, Titans trailing the Sacred Heart Irish at the Rowe Activity Center at halftime tonight. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back and give you the first half scoring coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Fall City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Fall City.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Listen to that break there, and Farm and City reminded me they're going to do a Fill the Cruiser event there tomorrow. Falls Richardson County Sheriff's Department will have their one of their cruisers at Farm and City Supply tomorrow, and you can buy a gift there and donate it to Southeast Nebraska Community Action. They're going to stuff the cruiser, hopefully with brand new toys for everybody. They'll be there and at the dollar store tomorrow, trying to fill up those cruisers with brand new toys for the kids with Christmas coming up. Halftime scoring tonight looks like this for Humboldt Table Rock Senior, Jalen Bowling with one, Laramie Glothar with one, 3 points on a long ball for Ashton Bredemeyer. William Bowen has two, and it's seven for Jaylee McNeely. The Titans are 4 out of 10 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. For the Irish in the first half, Avery Sando has 5 points. 2 points for Olivia Hycock. She has 7 rebounds already. Delaney Witt has a triple. Gentry Lechtenberg had 8 in the first half. Jessica Wurtenberger had 9. And Macy Keller scored 2. The Irish went 5 for 6 at the free throw line tonight in the first half. Avery Sando, Olivia Hycock, Gentry Lechtenberg, and Macy Keller. 2 fouls each for the Irish, Laramie Glothar and Ashton Bredemeyer with 2 apiece for HTRS. Again, Tiger basketball tonight on sister station KTNC. The Tiger girls and boys on the road to Placid to take on the Blue Devils tonight. Randy Catula's there calling that action on KTNC. 29-14, the Sagarhart girls leading the HTRS girls. The boys game will follow this one later tonight on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll hear from our sponsors. We'll check the weather and hear from our sponsors again. And be back with second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 28 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 11. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with highs in the mid-30s. Chance for snow Monday. About an inch of snow Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
29-14. The Senior girls lead Humboldt Table Rock Senior here at halftime tonight at the RAC, the Rural Activity Center, on the campus of Falls City Sacred Heart. The Irish have led the entire way. We had a tie at three, and that was about it as far as the process of this ball game so far. Irish having things kind of their own way. A lot of fouls already in the ball game for both teams, so we'll see how that goes as this contest progresses here. Tomorrow we'll have Irish basketball on sister station, TTNC, tomorrow. 12 noon tip-off. It will be St. Hart hosting tomorrow the St. Joe LeBlanc Golden Eagles. That's tomorrow. Noon tip-off for the girls' varsity tomorrow, followed by the boys' no junior varsity action tomorrow here at the Rowe Activity Center. Coming up, lots of basketball tomorrow. on KTMC. Not only do we have the Irish and LeBlanc in the afternoon, follow that up tomorrow night, Husker men's basketball against Kansas State at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City tomorrow night at 6. Sunday here on Sunny 101.3, Nebraska women, or excuse me, Chiefs football at noon against the Texans, and down in Houston on KTMC, Nebraska women's basketball team on, at home against Wyoming coming up on Sunday afternoon. So if you like basketball or football, whatever you like, KTMC and Sunny 101.3, your places for area sports, Chiefs, Huskers, and the local stuff as well. It's going to be Irish basketball to start the third quarter here. Coming up the floor, Olivia Eichhoff with the ball on the right side. Delaney Witt, seniors, four senior starters for Sacred Heart. Cross court, Delaney Witt catches in the middle. Wartenberger up, no whistle, and a foul. We'll put her at the free throw line. That's a shooting foul. Foul will go on Jaylee McKeely. Jaylee's first. And it'll be Wartenberger at the line. Up and good again. 10 points for Jessica Wartenberger now in the ball game. Looking for number 11. Up and good. She has been at times on fire in her career with free throws. Other times struggled, but tonight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, she made 7 in a row after she missed the perfect. Nice play. Jaylee McNeely passed the ball into Laramie Glothar. She lays it off the glass on the left side for 2, and it's 31-16. Skip it across. It's Wartenberger on the right elbow. They're not watching her. She'll go cross court to Delaney Witt. Back to Wartenberger. Loads it up. Passes inside to Keller. Deep off the glass, up and good. Macy Keller has her second hoop, and the Irish have a little more than doubled up the lead now on the Titans, 33-16. The other way we go. Inside to Glombard, kicks it back out to the right side to Bolin. Bolin to the top, now to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer gets it inside to Glombard again. Taking it out beyond the arc, and now a pass, a little knocked away by Wartenberger. Ball loose, picked up Lechtenberg on the run. 2-on-4, doesn't stop her. Left side, she goes in, throws it up over the side for 2. She's in double figures with 10, and it's 35-16, Sacred Heart. Back to the front court for the Titans with the ball now. Right side, Jalen Bowling. Cross court, 3 ball up, and no good by Ashton Bredemeyer. And the ball goes skipping out of bounds on the far side. It will be Irish ball. Titans will bring into the game Ellie Bastanig, a 5'10 freshman, and also another freshman, Lillian Bowen. Pretty decent young talent on this HQRS team. They've just got to get it together here. Here is a 3-pointer for Wartenberger. No, rebound Eichhoff on the right side. She dribbles. Turns, now drives in, bounces off a defender, shoots it, scores it. Second bucket of the ball game for Eichhoff, and it's a 21-point Irish lead. To the front court now, on the left side, inside, back out it goes. 2-pointer up, no good that time for Bowen. Scramble for the rebound. Lechtenberg ties up there with a tight end. I believe they held a held ball. Yes, they did. Titan ball, bring it in, and a 3-ball in the left corner, up no good by by Bredemeyer. Lechtenberg the rebound, throws over the top, and at the other end, good for Delaney Witt. She now has 5 points in the ball game. Lechtenberg the rebound and the assist. Now up the floor the other way, kick it out to the corner on the right side, moving in, spin, bounce pass across to Bastanig, a little bit low on the bounce pass, and the ball rolls out of bounds. So now it will be Wartenberger. She gets the inbound and gives it back to Olivia Eichhoff now. Working the ball around over to Wartenberger, 3-ball right side into the circle, no. and the rebound comes off the weak side and coming up the floor with it. Deerberger pulls up for three, short off the rim, no good. Rebound to Bredemeyer. Pass out, taken away by Witt, ahead to Wurtenberger. One dribble, slows it up, lays it up to Wurtenberger. 13 in the game now, 41-16. Big Heart leads, timeout. Titans back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
41-16, Sagard up by 25 now, 4:34 to go in this third period. Titan basketball. The Irish bring Daisy Witt back in the ballgame here, along with Avery Sando, a couple of freshmen. Titan drive, pull-up shot, no good by Deerberger. Rebound to Wurtenberger on the run the other way. Backs off now to Sando. Left side, cross-court now with it to Daisy Witt, down to Delaney for three in the corner, no good. Rebound controlled by Bredemeyer, and her pass is tipped by Wurtenberger out of bounds, and it will belong to the Titans. Jalen Bowling back in, and Jaylee McNeely back into the game for the Titans. One, two, three, four, five. Yep, 5-5, that's what we're supposed to have. Off the floor again, come the Titan, put the basketball to Bastanic. Try a little give and go, and it's passed, stolen away by Keller. Ahead, it will go to Sando, back out to the top. Delaney Witt to Daisy, down in the right corner, Wurtenberger. Jessica packing up, holds it, looking in for Keller, can't get the ball there on the lob. Shed comes around the top of the defense, now into Wurtenberger with a left hand on the left side, no. Fighting, got our own rebound. We got a held ball, and that will stay with Sacred Heart. So the Irish will inbound for the baseline here with 3:32 to go in the third. Bring the ball in. Delaney Witt. Now take it to the high post. Wurtenberger back out. Daisy Witt out of Delaney for three. In and out, no good. Rebound grabbed by the standing of the Titans. She did a good job on the board in there, freshman. Up court, the pass tipped away. Out of bounds off of the Irish, off Delaney Witt. Titans will inbound it from the side. Jalen Bowling to trigger. The standing, top of the key. That's not her game. She'll give the ball up. Now down inside to Glothar. Sophomore. Back up. Into Glothar again. Shoots it and made it. And a foul going to be called on Macy Keller. Trying to block it. She got some arm. Bucket good. The foul on Macy Keller. Number three. First foul of the half on Sega Hart. Glothar free throw is up and good. That gives Laramie Glothar six in the ball game, and it's 41-19. The Irish lead. To the front court now. Working around inside Wurtenberger. Over to Sando. 18-footer. Up and good on the left side. Avery Sando with seven. To the front we go with the basketball now. Lillian Bowen again. Back out top is standing. Looking, goes to the right side wing with the ball to Jaylee McNeely. Holding it against the defense, back out top of the standing. Over it again, right side, they play catch. McNeely with it, looks, hands the standing this time. Cross court pass, Delaney Wood, good anticipation, steals her way. Driving in, two on none. And she was given a little elbow to clear herself some room. Went underneath behind the basket and got fouled on the way around there. Foul is called on Ellie Standing. Her second, team foul number two of the half on the Titans. Keller will sit. Wurtenberger will sit. Delaney Witt will sit. Pike off the trigger in for the Irish. Looking. Brings the ball in there for Dacey Witt. Three balls short. Glauthar the rebound. Wurtenberger. No, she's out. Let's see. We've got Lechtenberg, Dacey Witt, Jocelyn Overdeen. And Olykoff inside and back in, shooting again. Glauthar. She's got eight in the game now, and it's 43-21. Who am I missing for the Irish? We'll find him. Maybe we got them all. 5-5. All right. Eichhoff out top to the right side. Dacey Witt looking. Over to Santa. Makes a move. A little runner up. Too strong. Across the iron. Rebound grab weak side by Lillian Bowen. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bowen to the front court. Still dribbling. Comes around the right side with the ball now to McNeely. Pass down low. Taken away. Lechtenberg with the steal. Excuse me. That is Dacey Witt. 11 with the steal. Not 12. Now Eichhoff with it, backing up beyond the three-point line. Gives the ball back out top to Witt. Now to Eichhoff, loads up a three, lands short, no good. Rebound coming down. It belongs to the Titans. Walking it up to the front court now will be Lillian Bowen. Off the left side. Now top of the key, down the right side, Bowen. Couldn't make a clean catch. Now controls the ball, passes out top. Maddie Bredemeyer, a 5'3 freshman, checked in on that last break. Maddie tries to go down the lane with the ball, and it got away from her. Out of bounds, it will be Irish basketball 41 seconds ago in the third. Eichhoff will work it slowly up the floor. Now throws the head to Dacey Witt in the corner to Sando. Back out Witt, Sando. Out to Eichhoff, top of the key, 26 seconds to go. Luke Santa, the head coach of the Irish, standing down there on the sideline, directing traffic. Now back out top, Olivia Eichhoff with it, 15 on the clock, moves right. In the paint with the runner up, no, but a whistle and a foul. We put her to the line, shoot a pair. The foul goes on Lillian Bowen. Lillian's second, deep foul number three in the half. And Olivia Eichhoff to the line for the first time in the ball game. 4 points for the senior. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up, and it's good. Sacred Heart has done well at the line tonight. They are now 8-for-9 at the free throw line. Second one coming here. On the way up. And bounces off. No good. Overdeen had the rebound and tied up by Bredemeyer. Titan ball with 9.3 seconds to go in the third. Ball comes in, pushing it up. Jaylee McNeely, left side, 4 on the clock. And the ball is loose. And they can't get a shot away. After three, Sacred Heart, 44. And the Titans of HCRS, 21. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
Sunny, 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. That's what's left in our girls' game here tonight. You're listening to Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Ball City and Humboldt. John Nixon with you here, courtside. Logan Carper running the show back to the Sunny studio tonight. And the Irish have the basketball. Take the ball to the right corner now. And it's Wurtenberger. to Delaney Witt to Wartenberger on the right side. In the middle, the Irish playing kind of a high-low post offense here. And the ball goes in to Lechtenberg. And she tried to move, got defended well, and it will be traveling. Back up the floor come the Titans, down by 23 here. Bring the ball out to the top. Avery Deerberger with the basketball. Passes off, gets the ball back now in the hands of Bredemeyer. Dribbling down, back to Deerberger. Waiting and looking. Now Deerberger passes off, gets it right back. Hook pass to the middle, back to Deerberger. Loads up a long one, and it's short. Out of bounds it goes. And the Irish will get the basketball with 7:10 to play in quarter number three. Number four, excuse me. Don't let me back up that far. To the front court, the Irish will slowly walk it up. They're just kind of visiting here. A bunch of kids home on Christmas break already, and a lot kind of quiet. The game is a little out of hand for the Irish, so everybody's pretty quiet. Not much to cheer about right now. Are you excited about it? Here's a drive and a two-pointer on the left side for Jalen Bowling. Thank you, Jalen. Three in the ball game, and it's 44-23. To the front, Olivia Icon, cross court with the ball now. Delaney Witt down to the right side. Wartenberger backing into a double team. Wraps the pass underneath to Eichhoff on the rim. Bill tipped out off of the Titans. Teller kept alive, and it goes off the Titans out of bounds. No, inbounding will be Eichhoff again. Here comes Bowen into the game now for the Titans. Now into Wartenberger in the lane, spins, fakes one way, spins left, off the glass, up and good. She's got 15 tonight, 46-23. Shea Hart with a lead, bring the ball forward. With it was Jalen Bowling. Out to Bowen, the ball is knocked away by the Irish, out of bounds. It'll be inbounded by the Titans from the sideline. Back out top it goes, Bredemeyer. To the high post with the basketball is Glothar. Glothar back outside, now cross court with it. Bredemeyer back down again to Glothar, driving in from the baseline. Back out to Bowling for three on the rim, no. Keller with the rebound for the Irish. To the front court, Eichhoff looking for an opening, can't find one, stops. Down to Delaney Witt. She'll go through two defenders. Off the glass on the left side. Up and good. Seven for Witt. It's 48-23. Up the floor will be Jalen Bowling. Get the ball back now. With it is Bowen. Bowen to Bredemeyer. Top of the key between the circles. Into Glothar. Wartenberger reaches in. Grabs the ball. Held ball will stay with the Titans. Eric with the standing and also Deerberger back in. Sitting down, Bowling as well as Bredemeyer for HTRS. Work the ball to the top. Bowen with it out on the right side. Now the standing. Looking with it. Deerberger just inside the 3-point line. Up and good. Deerberger with the bucket. That's her first points tonight. That's surprising. Left side. Lechtenberg for a triple from the left corner. No good. Rebound, Keller. Out to Eichhoff. Lob it in to Eichhoff from Delaney Witt. Missed the shot. Rebound. Titans had it. Stolen. And the bucket for Gentry Lechtenberg. He's now got a dozen. Four and a half to play in this one. It's 50-25, Sacred Heart. Back to the front we come off the right side. Three ball wing up too strong for Jaylee McNeely. Rebound. Oh, but standing had it trying to stay in bounds, wrap the ball around her and taken away by Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff driving in, and she will be foul, a blocking foul call on Lillian Bowen. Lillian's third foul, team foul number four of the half. On HTRS. Titans, Coach Skylar Coolin, bringing into the game now. Maddie Bredemeyer again, a 5'3 freshman. back, and also, I believe, Ashton Brennemeyer. The Irish bring it in, and it's Delaney with three from the right side, up and down. Delaney Witt, the third Sagan player in double figures in this ball game with that one. At the other end, three ball up and hit the rim, went up to the top of the backboard on the shot by Ashton Brennemeyer. That'll be Sagan basketball halfway through quarter number four here tonight. Boys coming up next, about 20 minutes between games. Up the floor with the basketball now. Inside, Lechtenberg fakes right, goes left, drives it, lays it up with her left hand on the left side, and it's 55-25. And everybody left the inbounder there. Bowen had to wait. Dearburner came back to help her. Avery will fire up a triple off the mark. No good. Rebound, Dacey Witt. Dacey up the right side, works the middle. Sano thought about a long one, said, I better not. Inside, it will be Delaney Witt driving in, and we get a whistle. We get a foul on the Titans. Who do they call that on? On two? Oh, Ellie Bestandig. Okay. Bestandig, her third foul. Timeout, Sagar with 3:22 to go. They're up by 30. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
3:22 to go. The ball comes in, and the Irish have it. It is going to be in the hands of Avery Sando. Over to Dacey Witt. When a shot up, no good by Sando. Short on the shot. Now coming up with the basketball, Maddie Brennemeyer, the freshman for HTRS. Take the ball over to the side. Bowen will give it up there for Brennemeyer. High post for standing. Reaching in was Sarah Dacey Witt. And possession arrow pointed to the Irish. Into the game for HTRS, Libby Standiford, a 5'5 senior. Coming up the floor. Sagan Hart, going to go right side. Dacey Witt drives up, shoots, and hits for two. Dacey Witt with her first 2 points in the ball game. Out of the front court we go off the right side, swinging around to the top. Maddie Brennemeyer against his own defense. Johnson Overdy playing the middle of that defense right now. In the middle, but standing high off the glass for two. Elsie Bestandig, her first two of the ball game. Sagan Hart will bring Shea Galissi into the ball game on the next break. 2:05 to play, free throw line. That's Ellie Falk with the ball. Back out to Dacey Witt. Three ball on the right side, up and good. 60-27, Sagan Hart. Over on the left side, and a reach-in foul on Dacey Witt. Dacey picks up her first foul, team foul number 2.5 on Sagan Hart. So here comes Shea DeLosi in for Sando. She sits down with 7. All right. Up, no, and with the basketball, driving in. That's Libby Standiford for HTRS. Off the miss. So Libby gets the bucket. Now, oh, Deerberger and whistle. The referee just swallowed one there. He was going to blow it. He pulled his hand down. Pulled the whistle down. Said, nope, not going to do it. Here come the Titans the other way with 1:10 to go. They trail by 31 here, but standing with it. Out of there, three ball on the front edge, no good by Maddie Brennemeyer. scramble for the loose ball rebound. It comes down to Bestandic. Or no, that was 12. That was Kennedy McLarnon in there. And Daisy Witten filling it up now. She's got 7 here in the quarter. She hit that one for about 12 feet. And here come the Titans again. Up the floor now with it. Libby Standover shoots it. Short, no good. Got her own rebound, drives in. Libby with her second hoop in the game. Bring the ball the other way. Take the ball. Ellie Falk, she can't connect. And the rebound brought down by the Titans with 25 seconds to go. And now the ball goes in. Libby Standover again. Can't connect there. The Irish rebound and steal by Libby on fire with 6 now. All here in the fourth quarter and time running out here as the Irish will win this one. Final score, Fall City Sacred Heart 62. Eagle Rock Steiner 33. 62-33, the final. The Irish get the win. We'll be back and wrap it up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans and ask about zero interest.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Boys are warming up. Let's look at the scoring for the girls' game here tonight on Sunny 101.3. Sacred Heart improves to 4-1 with a 62-33 win over the Titans of HTRS. We're now 0-6 on the year. For the Titans in the ball game, they're led by Laramie Glopar with 8-7 for Jalen McNeely. Libby Standberg with 6 off the bench. We have Jalen Bowling with 3-2 for Elsie Bestandic. Ashton Bredemeyer with 3-2 for Avery Deerberger and Lillian Bowen for their total of 33. For the Irish, leading the way tonight, it is Jessica Wurtenberger, 15 points in the ball game, 14 for Jenny Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg, excuse me, sorry about that. 10 points for Delaney Witt tonight, 7 for Avery Sano, 5 for Olivia Eichhoff, 7 for Daisy Witt on the fourth quarter, and 4 more for Macy Keller. Irish hit 8 out of their 10 free throw attempts in the ball game here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. They are now getting 4-1 on the year. The boys are out warming up here for their game. Sacred Heart 2-0, HTRS 2-2 on the year. We'll go get the starters, and then we'll be back with the boys' action coming up in about 12, 13 minutes, something like that. Logan, I'll let you know what's going on. We'll be back here with the second half in a few minutes. On Sunny 101.3.